time to turn our thoughts to planting spring bulbs. And joining us live is WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Got to protect them from squirrels.
Evil squirrels. Don't forget the adjective. Squirrels were placed on this earth to bedevil gardeners and other decent people.
Well, aren't you in a good mood for a Friday? Listen, give us a sense here about this bulb planting time. Of course, we worry about what to do when the squirrels eat them up, and we never are quite sure exactly when to put them in the ground, how deep to put them in the ground, so we turn to you.
The nurseries are part of the problem here. They have these big signs up in August saying spring bulb planting time is here, but people buy them and put them in the ground way too early, because spring bulb planting time in our area is now, between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And if they put them in the ground in August or September, we get a cold spell like we had, and then we have a warm Indian summer. You guys have seen it on forsythia flowering trees. All of the spring bloomers get confused, and the spring bulbs will send up their shoots in the fall, thinking they've been through winter, and you don't get a show in the fall or in the spring after that.
Mike, in 30 seconds, how deep do the bulbs go, and how do you protect them from squirrels?
If you planted too early, put a layer of shredded leaves on top of them. Plant them deeply enough so you could put another bulb on top of them. And then put dog hair all over the planting bed. Squirrels fear dogs, and it's probably the best repellent you can use to protect your tulips from evil squirrels.
Excellent. Now I know what to do with all that shedding. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next Friday. WTOP's Garden Editor, Mike McGrath. It's